Welcome to Inside Agriculture, final Inside Agriculture for the week. Ricky Klopfenkamp here. Gonna be with you till about 9 o'clock. Got a lot to talk about. Jam-packed show. First thing is first, so government is still shut down, of course. We are, 3 days into it? And it doesn't look like there's going to be an end in sight. I actually saw in Polymarket, the current bets are about 29 days are the current predictions of the government shutdown. That's at least on Polymarket. Take that as you will. As of Wednesday, many federal government functions are temporarily suspended. Many employees furloughed. Chad Smith has details on what this means for farmers and for ranchers.
The congressional budget year runs through September 30th, and the clock has recently run out. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said Congress was unable to reach an agreement to keep the federal government open.
Republicans, which hold the majority in both the House and Senate, have insisted on passing a clean funding bill, which means legislation with no controversial policy provisions attached, while a Democratic minority has wanted to pass a temporary funding bill that would address Affordable Care Act premium subsidies that are due to expire at the end of the calendar year.
Buckman said the shutdown will affect some of the services offered to farmers and ranchers.
So, for instance, local USDA office services are diminished, making it difficult for rural Americans to access important programs and services. Farmers can't take out loans, including mortgage and crop loans. A shutdown impacts disaster payments that help farmers make it through times of crisis.
The House previously passed a continuing resolution that will fund the government into November, which the Senate is now trying to pass. Buckman says it will take both chambers working together to bring the shutdown to a close.
Farm Bureau has urged the House and Senate to work together to pass legislation that funds the government so they can get back to work on other matters, including the regular appropriations process, as well as reevaluating the farm bill. A government shutdown impacts all Americans and has serious consequences, including for farmers. It just adds additional uncertainty, disrupts critical services.
Chad Smith, Washington.
I actually saw that Trump brought in a ringer to help cut funding during the government shutdown, permanently shut down a lot of items. It's crazy what's going on during this shutdown. It's not like other shutdowns. It doesn't feel like the same. It really doesn't. But hopefully they can get the government back up and running soon enough. All right, we'll take a quick step aside. We got a check of your markets coming up next.